the week. Now, where did it come from?
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular author and speaker on the authority of the Bible. Ken, is there any basis in astronomy for the seven-day week we all accept around the world?
Well, actually, there isn't. Consider the day. How do we measure a time span of 24 hours? Well, it's based on the complete rotation of the Earth. What about the year? How do we measure this? Well, it's based on the Earth's revolution around the sun that takes 365 days. Well, what about the month? Well, we all know that the phases of the moon relate to the measurement of the month. Well, then, where do we get the seven-day week? You know what we find? The seven-day week has no basis in astronomy whatsoever. It actually comes from the Bible. Its origin is given in Genesis chapter 1, when God created everything in 6 days and rested for one. And in fact, in Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, the basis of the fourth commandment, God tells the Israelites that they are to work for 6 days and rest for one, based on the creation week in Genesis. By the way, think about this. If God created over millions of years, that would make nonsense of the week. Millions of years work followed by millions of years rest. Doesn't make sense.
Does this also mean that the universe was not created a long time ago, but is perhaps just thousands of years old? That's the intriguing question tackled by our staff astrophysicist, Dr. Jason Lyle. You can read his booklet, which is quite easy to understand, right on our website, answersradio.com.